The steady flow of U.S. casualties in Iraq, including the Marines killed yesterday, has tested American support for the war. Since the start of the fighting, Peter Fever of Duke University has been surveying public opinion.
The public remains supportive of paying a human cost in war. They're willing to tolerate that, basically because they still believe that the U.S. is going to win in Iraq. That's actually more important than the public's belief that we did the right thing in going in the first place.
We're over 1,000 combat deaths now and well over 1,200 deaths overall as you and I speak. In your surveys, do people think this is a high casualty rate or not so high?
I think it's higher than people expected. It certainly is higher than the White House thought it would be or the Defense Department thought it would be, and I think it's higher than most Americans expected, especially after Saddam Hussein toppled so quickly. And there's no question that the mounting casualties has burned off what might be considered to be the soft supporters. The people who remain, though, are hardened supporters. Those are people who are willing to pay a price and are sort of grimly determined to see this through to victory. It's striking. November was one of the bloodiest months of the war, and yet public opinion did not move one bit.
Did you see the election in November as a ratification of the president's policies in Iraq?
Support for the war in Iraq definitely affected the electoral outcome. One of the reasons why President Bush won is that he persuaded the American people he was better equipped to be commander-in-chief than Senator Kerry. If Kerry had won, it would have been interpreted as a referendum on Iraq in which the American people voted no. You would have seen support for the Iraq mission collapse, I believe. Because President Bush won re-election, that has stabilized support, and in a sense we're in a hiatus.
What do you think is the next milestone as people make up their minds about what to think about Iraq?
The next milestone will be the Iraqi election at the end of January. If it happens more or less successfully, then I think the administration will have bought themselves another fairly wide window of public support for the Iraq war. If, on the other hand, the election doesn't happen, or if it's a disaster, or if the Iraqi regime that is elected proves to be incompetent or worse, hostile to the United States, then I think you would begin to see serious concerns about American public support for continuing the fight in Iraq.
Those are the views of Peter Fever, who's been surveying public opinion on the war in Iraq. He's a professor at Duke University and also the co-author of Choosing Your Battles, American Civil-Military Relations and the Use of Force.